This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This final note today, picking up where Nancy left off with the fiscal cliff thing. You know, sometimes to really understand a vexing problem, you just need to think about it differently. So we got Stephen LeBeau on the phone. He's an assistant diving coach at Pinecrest School in Boca Raton, Florida. More to the point, though, he's also the number one ranked American cliff diver. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hey, great to be here.
So listen, man, as you stand there on the edge of a cliff looking into the maw of certain death, what goes through your mind?
You know, it's interesting. When you're up there, there's such a huge range of emotions. And, I mean, fear is obviously the number one thing. You're looking over the edge. And so, I mean, what I try to do is just stay calm up there and try and mentally rehearse as best I can.
Do you ever think to yourself, I could just turn around and walk away and everything would be fine?
A couple times. Actually, when I was first learning, I took a bad wipeout one of the first tries, and ooh. I remember standing up there just thinking, why am I doing this? I could absolutely turn around and no one would, you know, get down on me for it. So, you know, it takes a certain level of perseverance.
I bet. What's a wipeout in cliff diving like anyway? Because that's where we seem to be going with this whole fiscal cliff thing.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, the slightest miscalculation could be pretty dramatic. So, I mean, I made a slight error on the angle of entry and then broke my tailbone.
It's almost poetic how much this applies to the fiscal situation in this country right now. All the way from slight miscalculation to broken tailbones.
Broken wallets, maybe.
That's right. Now how high are the cliffs you guys usually jump off of?
We consistently compete from about 27 meters.
So that's like 85, 90-something feet?
It's right up there between 85 and 90, I believe.
All right. So we just for the heck of it did a little math game, and we took the fiscal cliff and we said, well, how high would it be if you stacked it in bundles of $100 bills? And if you do the math, it's $560 billion in $100 bills. Works out to 380 miles high.
Wow.
So we figured that was too high. So we said, well, what if you do it in bundles of $100,000 bills? Because they're actually out there. And that's 2,006 feet high.
Wow.
Now, what do you suppose it's like to dive off a cliff that's 2,006 feet high?
I mean, at that point, you're talking about skydiving, not so much cliff diving. So, I mean, the world record right now is about 175 feet. And I mean, the requirement for that to be a world record was that you had to leave the water under your own power without assistance. And only one guy did it.
Did he walk away?
He certainly did.
All right. Stephen LeBeau, he's the number one ranked professional cliff diver in this country. Steve, thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks for having me.